whales further out. Not sure if they're whales we've had close views of yet this morning, but we'll find that out.
Captain John Dunlap pilots a catamaran through a protected area of Sitka Sound. The vessel usually carries tourists on summertime wildlife watching trips, but this outing is different. Half a dozen expert marine scientists are on board.
Population increase in humpbacks is going gangbusters.
Jan Straley tells passengers about whales over the catamaran's public address system. She's science director for Whale Fest, hosted by the Sitka Sound Science Center. She's best known as a University of Alaska professor who studied humpbacks for more than 30 years.
They are reproducing at 6 to 7% a year in southeastern Alaska, so that means for every 100 whales, we get 6 or 7 more whales the next year. And their mortality rate isn't that high, so we're just getting more and more whales, which is a good thing, but it also comes with some problems.
Those problems aren't evident this day. Passengers gather on deck to watch, photograph, and hear some of the sounds spouting humpbacks. But researchers say trouble's ahead as the population grows. Numbers are up as the species continues recovering from commercial whaling. John Moran is a research biologist with the National Marine Fisheries Service in Juneau.
The amazing thing is that there's not more issues. There's a lot of cruise ships, a lot of whales, there's a lot of gear in the water.
Whales do get hit and killed by the big ships, and they do become tangled in commercial fishing lines. But Moran is more worried about interactions between whales and skiffs, cabin cruisers, and other small vessels.
People don't really pay attention when they're driving boats like they do when they're driving a car. And small boats are fast and whales are big, and it's like hitting a brick wall, and I don't think people fully realize that.
Passengers watch several whales arch their backs, show their tails, and dive. Captain Dunlap asks everyone to keep their eyes open.
We're in relatively deep water. It's over 350 feet deep here. Depending on where these whales are feeding, they could be down for quite a while.
Some people think humpbacks eat only krill, a small shrimp-like crustacean filtered out by their baleen. But Straley tells the whale watchers they also feed on fish.
There's a nice layer of herring right on the bottom that's about 80 fathoms deep. So these whales come right now and they're feeding prior to their migration, just bulking up because they don't feed a lot in Hawaii.
That's where most Sitka whales go during winter months. Some also swim from Prince William Sound and other locations to Mexican waters. Research shows the growing humpback population eats enough herring to reduce local stocks. Moran says they take about 20% of the biomass in Prince William Sound, about the same as the commercial harvest before the Exxon Valdez disaster. He says the whales may be slowing herring recovery since the oil spill. And he says humpbacks are very effective herring hunters.
The whales dive down into the school, and more whales come. They start breaking up this big school into smaller schools, and fish get stunned, and the fish are scattering. It's a lot easier for a sea lion.
That's another impact of humpback population growth. Their feeding helps other marine mammals, as well as birds, which sometimes follow whales. Then there's the salmon hatcheries. At Baranoff Island's Hidden Falls and a few other sites, whales have learned to feed on newly released fry.
One thing they're really good at is being maneuverable. They have those really long pectoral fins that allows them to turn really sharp, so they can get in really close to shore and they can work around the net pens, and they figure out this is a great place to eat.
Marine scientists continue to study humpback population growth and what it might mean for the ocean ecosystem as well as people. But on this cruise, more whales just means more photos.
Here it goes.
This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Sitka Sound.